The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State University partners with the Springfield community, region, and state to bring arts education to young and old. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, I have Dr. Sean Wall as my guest. He is the interim dean of the College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State. He says that each of the 7 academic departments in his college build these partnerships. One example is Any Given Child, which brings school-aged students to campus to attend performances. Wall gives us a glimpse behind the curtain of one of the most beloved summer traditions for the local community.
We see Tent Theater as the front porch to the arts. We have so many people in the community who that's part of their summer, and it's part of the legacy and history of Missouri State University. I'm thrilled that Sarah Wigan, who's been serving as the interim artistic director, has recently been appointed artistic director. Sarah's done a phenomenal job with the staff, faculty, and all of the actors. To have a tradition of 56 years running is really impressive, and it's part of our story.
The recent renovations to Ellis Hall completely transformed the space. It is updated, efficient, and gorgeous. In addition, MSU is on its way to becoming an all-Steinway school, a mark of quality within the music program. Wall says these are just a few small examples of how the college is making itself a destination campus for arts students.
The reason that we use the phrase Destination Arts Campus is because of our facilities. Of course, we have outstanding faculty and students. But when you look at all 3 of our arts programs, it starts at Brick City, which is the home of the Department of Art and Design. You then have Coger Theater, then the new Ellis Hall. We named Hammer Hall when the renovation was celebrated back in September, and we're pleased to announce that we've received another major gift that will name the larger recital hall within Ellis. And so the faculty, the students, people from the community, it's just really been a special experience for us to celebrate the arts, from recitals to students from the public schools to friends of the university who've been touring the hall. It's been really a great renovation.
Another contributing factor to Missouri State being considered a destination arts campus is the history of the Missouri Fine Arts Academy, which began here in 1996. Although summer 2018 will be a brief intermission for the academy, talented high school artists will once again flood the campus in summer 2019 to take part of this experience.
This is a phenomenal program that's a pre-college arts experience. This brings students from all over the region who are interested in the arts, from all walks of life, from all communities. This is something that we're committed to continuing. I'm pleased to announce that we have hired a new director of the academy, Dr. Chris Collins. He's currently working at Louisiana State University. He brings an interdisciplinary background related to theater, communication, slam poetry. There's no doubt that the vision of the academy will continue its history. We'll continue to have these interdisciplinary experiences for students all across the region. It's going to be affordable. We're looking at corporate sponsorships, partnerships with programs like Any Given Child, the Kennedy Center, to make sure that this is an inclusive and diverse academy experience.
To gauge the success of a program or the faculty and students within it, Wall says you only have to look at the outcomes.
Our students at Missouri State University across all the colleges do incredible things. And I'll give you one example. We have Mariah Zank. She is an undergraduate student in the Department of Media, Journalism, and Film. She recently won the American Cinema Editors Student Editing Competition. This will be a major springboard for her career, and we're really thrilled to have Mariah receive this recognition. And we had a student a number of years ago who received the same award, and they've been very, very successful in the industry.
With so many musical performances, art exhibitions, and theater productions throughout the year, the College of Arts and Letters is an easy access point for those in the community to connect with the university. Wall says they refer to themselves as the College of Cheap Dates, since so many of the activities are free to the public. None of this would be possible, Wall says, without the generous support of donors and the administration.
The leadership of our academic team, as well as the leadership from President Smart, is phenomenal, and we would not be able to do the things that we do in support of our students without President Smart's leadership, as well as the support we have from the leadership in academic affairs. So Provost Einaleg has also provided a lot of support with major equipment, which gives students and faculty the tools that they need to be successful. And when you look at students like Mariah, they're able to compete across the nation because of the resources and the materials that they have to work with here at the university.
That was Dr. Sean Wall. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.